We have guardian angels. That,
oh yeah, we have guardian angels.
Does not that indicate then that they are living intelligent beings to serve us who are the heirs of salvation?
Okay, we're going to diverge here from a little bit of... Look at the book of Hebrews. You're pulling my hot buttons here again. I like this subject. In fact, the Lord has revealed quite a bit in the last month or so about this very subject. I wasn't going to get into it because it's hard to actually prove it biblically. But I can share with you what my personal revelation is, if I could. In Hebrews 1:14, it says, Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? That's the verse that you were referring to. First of all, the word should be sent forth to minister through them who shall be heirs to salvation. Through them. The word is dia, which means through, not minister for them. By and large, one's angel determines one's calling. And when we minister, it is really the angel ministering through us. When we minister, it is the Word of God that is doing the work. We can talk all we want, but it does nothing. It falls flat unless it has a divine origin, which is really the angel that's working through us. Another question?
Where does the Holy Spirit fit in?
The Holy Spirit, can you separate God from the angel or from the Holy Spirit? You know, in a sense, you can't really separate them. It's just a matter of function more than being, if you will.
That I and my spirit are one.
Yeah, I and my spirit are one. Or it talks about the Holy Spirit of Christ, and Christ came at Pentecost. And yet it's the Holy Spirit that came. So which is it? Well, it's both. It's both. It's a matter of function.
Said when he was speaking to his disciples that if he went, Father would send the Comforter.
He would send a Comforter.
Which is the Spirit of truth which emanates from my Father.
That's right. It's the Spirit of truth. And which would lead us into all truth.
Being, but it's a methodology whereby the Creator
Yeah, in that sense, it would almost seem like this Comforter is not so much a living being, at least not separate or distinct from Christ. And I think that that's a good way of looking at it, because rather than try to separate them, it's a little bit like trying to separate a Trinity, you know. Come on, let's not separate God. God has different functions, but it's one God, and I think it's kind of the same here as well.